Welcome to episode 87. Picture this. You want to play tennis, but you have a sore knee or ankle. You might think to wear a brace or a tensor to provide some extra support, right? Similarly, we suggest applying compression, for example, with a pillow on your tummy if you cough or laugh and have pain. We recommend compression socks or stockings with the goal to improve blood flow and reduce pain and swelling in the legs. Why don't we apply these same principles of compression after birth or times that women feel vulnerable around their abdomen and pelvis, for example, during pregnancy, with pelvic pain or the feeling their organs aren't supported? What if I told you there's evidence that supports the use of compression to help with pain, ease of movement, less fear, and for improved function of the abdominal muscles? The reality is, what we learn from evidence often takes quite a while to make it to common practice. For this discussion around the benefits of compression garments, I am joined today by two Sineads. What are the chances? Sinead O'Donovan joins us from Australia and is the founder of SRC, a company that has created high-quality compression garments. She shares today about how their garments geared towards pregnancy, postpartum recovery, incontinence, pain, the core, and prolapse are being used in Australia. Dr. Sinead Dufour is a physiotherapy academic clinician who joins us from Ontario to help us understand what the research suggests about compression. Okay, let's get down to the benefits of compression and brainstorm some ways to help get the word out to the many clients that could potentially benefit. We'll be right back. Fellow practitioners, be sure to check out Pelvic Health Supplies, a one-stop shop owned and operated by a physio that understands your needs. This company's unique because they're not just a supplier, but also committed to making a difference. 1% of all sales are donated to the Canadian Foundation for Women's Health. Their range of products includes everything from disposable underpads, drape sheets, and reusable linens to anorectal balloon catheters, pessaries, lubricants, gloves, and so much more. They offer flat rate shipping and no cost on orders over $200 anywhere in Canada. With warehouses in every province, they can ensure expedited shipping times so you receive your products within 3 to 7 business days. They're constantly expanding their product roster and partnering with top companies to bring you everything you need. So visit their website at pelvichealthsupplies.com. And a little cherry on top for those of you listening to this podcast, use the code PODCAST15 for 15% off your next purchase. Listeners, have you ever heard of the benefits of using a high-quality compression garment during pregnancy, after birth, or to address feelings of vulnerability, maybe in your tummy, or heaviness in your undercarriage? Did you know the evidence tells us that using these garments can decrease pain, ease apprehension, and increase the ability to move with comfort in your day if you have these unwanted symptoms? I'm grateful to have SRC Health as a podcast sponsor, and I want to take the time to tell you about their high-quality products. Using a revolutionary fabric created by medical professionals, SRC has designed a line of compression shorts and leggings that are made to support your back, tummy, and pelvis in pregnancy, or help you feel less pain and more confident with movement as you recover after pelvic surgery or birth. Their products have helped many for symptoms like incontinence, diastasis, and prolapse. I also have to add their customer service is like no other because they stand behind their products. Check out their full line. Head to their website, www.srchealth, and enter the code THEPELVICFLOORPROJECT, all capital letters, at the checkout because you'll get 10% off. Don't your mind and body deserve the support? All right. It's not every day that I have a conversation with two Sineads, which I think is so cool. It was interesting finding a time for this discussion because we're all the way ranging from Australia to kind of central eastern Canada and then myself on the West Coast. But I'm really happy and thankful that both of you ladies are here today to talk about the benefits of compression with me. And I'm going to obviously ask you to talk a little bit about yourself so we can tie in why are we all here today. But I thought I'd set the stage first by just describing why the heck we're talking about this. And I think that In a personal way, I've benefited from the use of compression in the past. I've had myself a diastasis repair, and I used compression, various forms of compression, for a few months. And I was always a little bit confused about whether or not I should recommend before then. I think just because there was a lot of gray talk around it. Is it good? Is it bad? And then when I used it myself, I thought, wow, that made a big difference with confidence and mobility and just, you know, pain levels. So it made me start thinking about it a little differently, especially with women, let's say post C-section, that I was seeing a lot and were nervous about movement and pain and only being managed with pain medication or pushing through things. And it was actually Canadian Sinead that I reached out to at one point and said, who's doing research in this area? Because I feel like I'd like to cover this on the podcast. And so I did an episode specific to C-section, which I'll link in the show notes. But I was also very thankful to be put in touch with you from Australia, Sinead, because I know that it sounds like in Australia, maybe this is being used a little bit more than we are in North America. And so I was really curious to know what you've done with not only with the company that you are affiliated with or that you work with, but also to just in how you're implementing it in your country. So thank you both for being here for this kind of three-way discussion. And why don't I pass it over to both of you just to touch on who you are so that we can tie in what, you know, kind of our role in all of this conversation. Why don't you start first, Australian Sinead?
Well, hi, everybody. And it's actually great to finally speak to you, Melissa, and Sinead as well. I think this was something that Raylene, our international sales and education director, really wanted to see happen. So firstly, thank you for inviting me to be part of it. I feel privileged, actually. So who am I? I'm Sinead O'Donovan. I'm the owner and founder of SRC Health. You know, if you'd said to me 30 years ago, oh, you know, you're going to be doing this, I would have thought that I think you've got the wrong Sinead here. But here we all are. Here I am. Our company is successful. We brought something to the market that was just had never been thought of at all. And I guess we're all very proud of that. Our products, we stand by our products to the point that we have 100% money back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, that's not used particularly often, but they're very specific garments. They're targeted to, you know, pregnancy recovery, incontinence, prolapse, surgical recovery. That's sort of our space in a nutshell. And I guess we all feel very proud that we brought them to the marketplace because they've been successful, and tens of thousands of women have used them now, and they absolutely love them. So that's me. That's what I do. There's obviously a history behind why I did it, and that's because I didn't really enjoy being pregnant. I had terrible pelvic girdle pain, vulva varices, low back pain. I just did not enjoy being pregnant at all. It was a real chore. I couldn't wait to deliver those babies. And then I had 3 C-sections because of previous, well, my first baby was breech, and the other two I had developed blood pressure issues in between my first and second. So they felt that it was a better alternative for me because they could control things better for me to deliver via C-section. So that's me. On to you, Sinead.
Well, before I pass it on to the other Sinead, I just want to say and as I've worked more with your company, I've really appreciated that special touch, I think, with the customer service. I'll be honest, like just being able to talk with people that are with the company. I've really appreciated learning about it all. And I have had such great feedback from the clients that have used your products. And so, yeah, I think that says a lot. And then I think the other Sinead, Canadian Sinead, We really valued having you here because you're such an expert on compiling all what's the data say out there? How can we implement this? And so I thought it would be a great way to tie you in to help everybody understand, like, you know, why is this important? Because I think it's really hard for people to decide. So is this just marketing or is this beneficial and why is it beneficial? So I appreciate you being here to help us sort through all of that.
Yeah, absolutely, Mel. So so I'm Sinead Dufour. I'm here just outside of Toronto in Canada. I'm an academic clinician, so I sort of share my time between McMaster University and then clinical pursuits, primarily at a company called The World of My Baby. So very much, you know, the focus of my clinical life in the last decade has really been in this perinatal population. I'm involved in some other things as well, but really in ways, you know, my first experience, I would say, with the benefit of compression, similar to you, Mel, was my own personal experience being pregnant with twins, but it was actually just compression stockings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was the one who had to say to my OB, you know, I'm thinking that I want to just wear compression stockings prophylactically, because I knew as a physio, just the general benefit with compression stockings. And I said, like, for me to get them covered, I just need a doctor's referral. So I said, can you just write that for me? And he said, oh, wow, that's so interesting. I would have never thought mm-hmm. about that for someone who is pregnant. And that was kind of a moment that I thought, really? What? Like, as the physio, this is like a known mm-hmm. thing. And I must say, like, I feel like those compression stockings helped me a lot, even in terms of my pelvic girdle, because, you know, understanding how that would take care of my energy system a little bit, like, I had no trouble at all, you know, pregnant with two babies, right? No issues whatsoever. But I think it was some of these supportive strategies that really helped. And then fast forward into COVID, where my practice all of a sudden had to convert to virtual, right? All of us, I think, were thrust into this sort of new way of doing things. And I found myself as a pelvic PT really now looking for more self-management support options for my clients. And it was right around this time, actually, that SRC had just launched their Restore product. So I was seeing advertisements for it. And probably, in fairness, they were kind of coming to me and coming to my Instagram page mm-hmm. because I'm a pelvic health PT. Mm-hmm. And the Restore product was actually a product that came after the perinatal products and very much is meant for urinary incontinence and pelvic organ prolapse symptoms. And I must say, like, when I came across these ads, I was very curious about the claims that were being mm-hmm. made. I was really curious about what could the possible mechanism of action be for an external tool like this mm-hmm. to help with these symptoms that normally we would be saying, well, you need to develop more fitness capacity in your pelvic floor. Maybe we can use some intravaginal devices. And so I just reached out to SRC. And I have to say, Sinead was so gracious to get mm-hmm. back to me and say, let's book a Zoom. Like, mm-hmm. let me talk to you about it. Let mm-hmm. me explain to you the whole part of where this came from. And her willingness to do that and share and even share sort of why she started her company in the first place, all the due diligence that had been done, I so appreciated. And it was enough to at least sell me on, you know what? I am compelled enough that I'm going to try this with some mm-hmm. of my clients. And I did. And really, like, they spoke for themselves, mm-hmm. right? The outcome's really good. And then I actually decided, because I'm a researcher, to run my own, you know, single study design on, mm-hmm. And it was actually on the Restore garment that I was first using. So I studied it on one person who had stress incontinence, one person who had prolapse symptoms, and one person with overactive bladder, the three different presentations that, you know, it claims to assist with. And, you know, there are positive outcomes with all three, right? So this is a repeated single subject research design that I do plan on actually publishing. So I got more curious about it and I ended up connecting up with Grania Donnelly, who's someone I collaborate with. She's in Northern Ireland, who is looking at compression, you know, in sport compression in pregnancy as part of her master's degree thesis. So she's now kind of collated a lot of that research that I understand will be published soon, which will be great. But there is some data to substantiate this. And I have not looked back in my practice. So it is kind of one of the supportive tools. I make sure almost every single client I work with at the very least is aware of. Mm-hmm. So people have a whole menu of options for support, and it's been a really great one. So that's kind of where I've been in this whole space.
And I wonder if we start really quickly, because obviously there's a few things to talk about, but I wonder if right from the get-go, we kind of talk about, because in the episode I did with Katie Kelly, and she talked mm-hmm. specifically post C-section mm-hmm. and the benefits of compression were basically pain management, helping with pain, yes. improving mobility, and just yes. less nervousness around movement, which I think are so important. And mm-hmm. so I think about how that, you know, you could apply that to post-surgery or like post-diastasis repair, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But can you talk a little bit about, so that we were looking specifically at post-C-section, but what other things is the data actually showing is it's helpful for? Because then after that, I want to talk a little bit about, so then why aren't we using it? What are some of the barriers? What have you found with your company, Sinead? But ladies, what else, what other studies are showing other benefits?
Can kind of start and yeah. then I yeah. can pass the torch over to you, Sinead. So yes, we definitely have quite clear data around sort of gentle compression after cesarean birth. For pain, for improved mobility, for less fear of movement, but also for abdominal wall function, right? Yeah. There also have been some studies, they're lower quality of evidence, but actually do show, you know, improved or lesser interrecti distance over time mm-hmm. using compression, right? Yeah. So that's one piece. I can tell you, you know, certainly in more of like the sports literature, but this becomes relevant in the postpartum period with kind of thinking of returning to exercise and sport. We do see that there, anytime we have some type of a compression, and I would say even our literature around knee bracing, if we wanted to extrapolate, we see that there is a reduction of fear component. And we know that fear actually does relate to your motor output and how you move. So we see that, you know, these compression supports keep female athletes and keep people less fearful to move and moving. And then there's a huge barrage of sort of benefits for movement. In the single subject research design I conducted, we literally saw improvements on all those symptoms. So actual improvements on your stress incontinence symptoms, less leakage, improvements on sensations of heaviness and dragging in your prolapse symptoms. And I was using psychometrically sound questionnaires in addition to actual physical examinations of the pelvic floor, right? So mm-hmm. saw improvement on all of those areas. So what we don't have are fully powered, really robust, big trials, right? Which of course is kind of like our golden standard. That having been said, we have quite a bit of data in different spheres that you can triangulate. And the triangulation of this data is telling us a very consistent story. It's also lining up exactly with what those of us who use these tools in clinic are seeing in clinic, right? Yeah. So I would guess that the more people understand that these are options and the more people are aware of the state of the science that we do have, I think that will sort of garner interest to get those bigger trials. And I would suspect that they will show us kind of what we already know. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Sinead has some other insight to add on there.
Yes.
Look, the only other thing that I would add to what Canadian Sinead said is the benefits of when women post C-section or vaginal delivery with trauma put on the recovery short, they can, and you talk to this very well, they kind of relax into the garment. They're not so tense anymore. They feel supported. They describe it in layman's terms as being back together. They're the that are used consistently. Mm-hmm. The benefit, in addition to what Sinead said, is their ability to breathe. Mm. Because when someone is in pain or they're afraid to move, they shallow breathe. They can breathe using their diaphragm much, much better when they're wearing the recovery short. And they get better gases exchanged, so they heal better. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that I would add with respect to what Sinead was talking about.
And I, when I listen to you both talk about that, I think too, like just the importance of, you know, it's the same thing when you explain things to people and tell them they're okay, or things like that. I'm not saying it's the compression is a different form of help, but it's the same thing. It's like an adjunct that, you know, these are all the options to help you feel better, but you need an explanation of why you have some of these symptoms, and that might help you kind of relax into things. But sometimes just like compression or that feeling of support against you is what you need too. Sinead from Australia, will you talk a little bit more before we hit record? You were talking a little bit about some other data that may or may not be known to people, but so you can talk a little bit about, because you've obviously founded a company that is using all these principles. And so can you talk a little bit about kind of where your company started based on some of this other data that you know about?
I'd like to go back and a little further than us. And there still is a great company in Australia called Skins, and they were really the leaders. And they started with a legging, and they did a lot of research, and it had graduated compression in it, really nice fabric. And the other thing here that when people listen to this, the key is we use the word compression, but compression has many forms. So it can go from a grade 1 to a grade 3. And shapewear will have something like a grade 3 level of compression in, very high. So the messaging here is if you're wanting to use compression for sport and for recovery after or during pregnancy or recovery after delivery, you really want to be looking at a grade 1 level of compression. You do not want anything higher than that. Obviously, in pregnancy, if you're suffering with varicose veins or, you know, lymphedema, then of course you'll have grade 2 or grade 3 stockings. That's fine. But for the person that doesn't and is treating pain during pregnancy and recovery after, you really want a grade 1 level of compression, because you can actually do yourself more harm than good. Because if you apply a force that is too strong to your abdomen, then your abdominal muscles are going to become weak over time. They're not going to become strong. So that's key. So people think, oh, I'm just going to go to, you know, Kmart or Target or whatever and get me some, you know, shapewear, and I'm going to wear that during my pregnancy and after. We have seen quite a number of women that have done that, and they would actually have been better off if they hadn't done anything, because they have weakened themselves so much. We have to start right back at the beginning, and then they have to go and have a one-on-one special course of treatment from a women's health physiotherapist in association with wearing the recovery short for 4 months, day and night. So that's a key message I want to get across. But going back to Skins, they developed a graduated compression legging, which was really successful. They have a lot of research, a lot of published research on their website. So we're going to put the link to their website, because there's some really interesting stuff there. They looked at venous return. They looked at exercise reduced muscle damage. They've done a plethora of work in that area. So I really wanted to, you know, showcase them. Then jump forward sort of, I don't know, 10 years or so. And I had my issues during pregnancy and C-section and poor mobility, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what led me to develop something very specific and very tailored to the pregnant woman, to the postpartum woman, to the woman that has incontinence and prolapse, and or needs to recover from, you know, an abdominoplasty, a laparotomy, a laminectomy, you know, gynae procedures. So each product is tailored to specific conditions. So the garments look very, very different because the panels are all anatomically located. They're also either double or triple, and each layer within each panel is cut on a different plane. So some might be cut with, one layer will be cut with the grain, the other against the grain, the other on the bias. So we call that true cross compression. So during movement, you don't lose any compression over time. So it's not sort of waxing and waning as you move. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that's the technology, I guess, in the products that people, you know, when you pick the product up, you don't see that at all. But you feel the benefit of it, but you don't actually physically see it when you pick up the product. And then, you know, the recovery product is different because it's tailored to diastasis or separation of your abdominal muscles, C-section recovery, and or, you know, perineal tears, stitches, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the Restore product, that's specific to stress urinary incontinence and products. So that's kind of us and me in a nutshell.
So out of curiosity, so obviously one of the reasons you founded the company is you, for your own use, realized like this is something that would be very beneficial. And then as you grow in primarily Australia, how would you say your garments are normally being recommended? Are they coming, you know, recommended more from physios, from physicians, just people ordering online? Like how does it work in Australia for the most part?
We have a very large online business, both in Australia and internationally. We have stockists all around the world, affiliates around the world. But in Australia, we have physical stockists. So the large maternity hospitals, they will have a pharmacy, and generally the product is stocked in the pharmacy. And the physiotherapists will recommend it in the hospital. The midwives will recommend it, and then they're measured by the physiotherapist, or they can be measured at the pharmacy, and that's how they get their product. It's sold out of obstetricians' offices. It's sold out of physical or physiotherapy and Pilates offices here, chiropractors, osteopaths. So there are a large number of people and disciplines that stock the product, from pharmacy through to maternity retailers, through to physiotherapists, you know, healthcare professionals. So people, it's readily available. And SRC is now a household brand in Australia. So if you're in that pregnancy, postpartum space, people know the brand. It's the brand to go to.
And I would say that, you know, Sinead from Canada's, you know, story about the compression stockings, I feel like that's where we are in Canada, is still like, what? Compression? I mean, I've never even thought of that, I think, is what most. And I actually did an episode with one of our local OBGYNs here after the compression episode. And I said to her, just so you know, in the conversation, I'm going to ask you a little bit about compression, because I know this is something we don't use very often. And yeah, she said, no, I hadn't really thought about it. It's not something we do in our practice. Of course, I'm open to it. Sounds like a great idea. But you won't find the garments in the hospital. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
We have a hospital here in Queensland. There's a group in Australia called Ramsey Health. And they, in Queensland, there's a hospital, a private hospital, because these are a private group, that include the garment in their maternity pack. So if you're admitted to that hospital to have your baby, they give you a recovery short. They measure you and they give it to you because they have seen so much benefit from the use of compression after you've had your baby.
But Sinead, would you say that in Australia, then these are only the private hospitals that stock them, or
no,
the public?
They're stocked in the public as well.
Okay,
but they're not. And I mean, that would be an absolutely huge project.
Of course.
They're stocked in public big maternity hospitals, but they're stocked in the pharmacy, and the physios recommend them and the midwives recommend them. And then the patient is measured either on the ward or in the pharmacy for their product. But they have to pay for it. But we've done a lot of work with the insurance companies here. So if you've got private health insurance with extras cover, someone will elect to deliver at a public hospital, even though they've got private health, but they can claim a portion of the cost of the product from their insurer.
I would, if I was to speak a little bit to what I think the biggest trend that I see would be, first of all, just, oh, I hadn't thought about it. If it hadn't come from myself, I don't know that if they would have thought about it, or another physiotherapist. Or it would be, yes, my friend told me about waist trainers. I feel like there's a pretty big discrepancy there. Do you find any different, Sinead, in Ontario? We're far away from what Sinead is seeing in Australia.
For sure. So I would say a couple of things. So one, yes, I don't even think it's caught on properly the benefit of compression stockings, that isn't just going to have a local benefit sort of in that lower part of your lower extremity. But we actually see improvements in pregnancy related pelvic girdle pain with compression stockings, because it's taking care of the venous return and some of those other things that the SKIMS group had obviously even like researched before. Even just the stockings will do that. So if you have something even more targeted, you know, it does that in a bigger way. But you're right, it's not known enough. I still think we need more awareness of this in Canada. I think there is confusion between waist trainers compression, right? Which Sinead indicated quite clearly, like that's sort of like your shapewear level three. That's a very different purpose than a recovery healing, where we want the gentle grade one. But the other place I think around diastasis rectus abdominis, sort of rehabilitation or even cesarean birth recovery, I think in Canada, we now have kind of seen some of the benefits of some of the gentle elastic wrap. Right, as sort of like maybe a tool that you might use in that context, right? And certainly there is some legitimacy to a tool like that. To be fair, until I had sort of learned about SRC for cesarean birth and diastasis rectus abdominis, there was a particular Canadian company using a very gentle compression elastic wrap that I would recommend. That having been said, you know, the drawback of just using a wrap like that, you're not getting that sort of compression through the lower extremity and all of those other benefits, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we are at a time, honestly, that there isn't enough awareness. And I would say the people who are using compression, it probably is limited to actually a very small percentage of physios who know about this. I'd still say most of our physio colleagues, even in perinatal care and pelvic health, probably still are not routinely having this on their radar. So I even think it's a knowledge gap for our own colleagues, Mel. But I definitely don't even think it's close to being on the radar of any of our other relevant healthcare providers in perinatal care. I think there's so much opportunity to kind of raise awareness here in Canada.
Well, which is why we do things like have this discussion. What were you going to say? What were you going to say, Sinead?
Going back to the wrap, Sinead, is that a wrap was it like a sleeve, or was it something that you put on that you could tighten and loosen as you saw fit?
Yes, exactly. It had the two arms, and it would have like the lower one that would come over and the other one. So in fairness, you know, lots of utility for that, right? Designed in a very good way. That having been said, one of the points of feedback from clients, I was like, but yeah, anytime I sat down or stood back up, it would like crumple and I'd have to redo it. So there was almost that like acceptability factor that wasn't as acceptable or as functional that way compared to, for example, the shorts or the leggings, which like they're going to kind of stay in place. But I do feel
thing
like that
we have
wrap
found,
people are using, you know, I just don't think it's the best tool. Like I'd say the SRC products are better.
Well, and I, before you go, Sinead, I just want to add to that. I wore that postpartum. And although I found a lot of benefit, I would say I felt something missing from below. Like I, as soon as I put, I actually got a sample pack from SRC. And as soon as I put some of them on, I'm like, whoa, this, and I didn't know till I put it on. As soon as I put it on, I was like, this just feels different. Cause I think a lot of the swelling, well, just when you think about compression, it can push down. Right. And just, and I found that I almost wanted to milk swelling up. And so as soon as I put those on, I was like, this just feels all a little bit more all encompassing. I didn't mean to cut you off, Sinead. What were you going to say?
No. And I was actually going to talk to that. What we have found here is women that buy a wrap, mentally, they think it has to be tight.
Yeah.
And so they will pull it really tight. And if they've had a C-section and it doesn't extend over the wound, and in a lot of cases it won't, it will ride up. You will get stasis in and around the wound, and the potential to develop scarring is greater because you don't have that compression on the wound itself. So you're not pushing the products of inflammation back into the central system. The other issue is if they pull it really tight, and you spoke to this, Melissa, where is the edema going to go? It's going to go down. It's going to go down into their perineum, and it's going to go down into their legs. And we have found that women tend to want to pull it really tight. And they, you know, if they've had an episiotomy with stitches, it decreases the ability of that wound to heal because it's absolutely chock full of edema. So having something that is like a short or a legging, you'll get that beautiful venous return. The compression to the perineum pushes all the products of inflammation out of any perineal wounds. And whether even if you've had a cesarean delivery, you've got swelling of your perineum for a good 6-8 weeks, and internally, obviously. So you want all of those products of inflammation to be pushed back into the central system, like you described as milking it upwards into the central system, and you want to get rid of it centrally. You don't want it flowing into your perineum and into your legs.
A couple questions I can think that if someone listening would have, and one would be, and this is a question some of the people, my clients that have looked at your website to try to decide what to order. How tight do I want it is what a lot of people say. I always say there's a great sizing chart. The customer service is great. Feel free to ask them your questions. But I think that's something that people quite often email me. How tight, how do I know I got it? I don't know if it's too tight. What's your answer to that, Sinead?
It's supposed to feel like a second skin. Yes, day one, day two, sometimes, especially if you've had a C-section, it can be a little challenging to get it on. But once you've put it on and taken it on and off a couple of times and washed it, you know you know how to put it on. It's not that new garment. It's supposed to feel supportive, but not restrictive. But if you've been measured properly and you're in the correct size, and we have approximately 10 sizes in the recovery range, so there's no reason for you to get the wrong size. You know, there's like 2 centimeter, 3 centimeter increments between sizes. So we've gone to an awful lot of trouble to try and facilitate everybody. We go from a 3XS to a 4XL. That's a big range. But no, it is not supposed to feel tight. You're supposed to feel really comfortable in it. The first couple of days, if you're carrying some fluid, we say wear it to comfort. If you think, oh, this is tight, take it off. Put it back on tomorrow. You're going to lose fluid as the days go by. And then it will be so comfortable that you wear it 24/7 because it's actually working while you're sleeping.
That's another question a lot of people have is how often do I wear it? And I usually say however much you want. If you know, let's say you know you have to be up a lot tonight to feed the baby, maybe you want to wear it at night. Maybe your partner is helping you more in the day, but there's no rules around that.
No, but the more you wear it, the better the benefit.
Yeah. And what about, do you ever have, I know I'm guessing the answer, but just let's talk about it. If someone wants to know, how early can I put it on after my C-section or after my
That's
surgery?
Day one. Day one.
Yeah.
You will need help, obviously, but it is worth it because of all of the reasons that we spoke to earlier. Mobility, breathing, reduction of pain, less need for, you know, narcotic analgesia, which is always beneficial.
What do you suggest for people that are, let's say, like I have a lot of people, let's say they know they're having a surgery, whether it be a C-section or prolapse repair, and they know their size is going to change. Do you suggest they measure themselves postpartum and order, or do you suggest they be proactive and order in pregnancy or before surgery?
We recommend that generally women order at 36 weeks. And when we educate people with respect to measurement, we ask them to look at the person as a whole, not just take that hip measurement. Look at their hands, look at their feet. Are they carrying fluid? Allow for that in the measurement. So if you've got somebody who has got swollen fingers and feet and they're, you know, 3 centimeters into a medium, you would go down to the small, but you need to tell them you will get better longevity out of the small. But it may take you 3 days, 4 days to actually get into it and feel really comfortable, but you'll get better longevity out of it long term. Does that make sense?
Yeah. One of the things I really noticed it helpful for was not only in the early days of recovery, but then as I was getting back to more movement and exercise, I would find that I would kind of do, let's say, a round of exercise with it on, and then I would take it off for another round just to kind of feel my body without it. So I used it, my garment, for quite a while, you know, just because for different reasons. And so I think, like, I listen to this and think this is a no-brainer, but I think a lot of times, well, I think as we talked with Sinead about some of the Canadian trends, I think it's just, we put our head down and we're so used to practicing a certain way. And sometimes we're too busy to lift our head and think, oh, we should do things differently. So we've talked about some of the barriers around, well, you're not hearing about it. I mean, the cost for a lot of people. And I think my point of telling that was I got a lot of use out of it for the first few months. And I often say to people, are you thinking of having another child? Because it'll come in handy again another time. But, you know, yes, providers don't know enough about it. The hospital probably won't tell you about it. The cost can be a barrier. Sinead, when I find that, you know, this podcast, for example, is a way to educate people. I tell my people on an individual basis, but I guess what I'm getting at is what other ways, like what other things are you doing in your side of Canada, like to help educate? Cause it, like I said, we're kind of far from what they're doing in Australia and the awareness. What else do we do?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So one of the things I do is because I teach my pregnancy related pelvic girdle pain course, and I teach that through a couple different companies here in Canada. So it's always a part of my teaching. It's always one of the different care options, and I explain the state of the science on it, etc. So I think that's one way. Another way is through the work I do at the womb, the world's on my baby. So we have 6 sites now in Ontario. I'm the director of pelvic health. So our whole team, you know, gets mentorship on a whole variety of things. And they're all very aware, well aware of the product. SRC has set up a discount code that our womb customers can use. So that's one thing that helps set up, helps with the cost. And SRC, to your point, like the customer service is next level, you know, so there are these types of things. And even honestly, just like through my own Instagram page, you know, I did a live with Sinead, I think a couple of months ago. And so like, these are the ways like I'm trying to get this on the radar. That having being said, I do think we need to figure out how to kind of get this on the radar, even just outside of our own profession, Mel. And I know you have kind of some ideas of how to do this, this very talk being one of them. And I look forward to that. And I do think, in fairness, like as Grainne Donnelly's research is published and whatnot, those things do help. Like when we have, you know, that type of data and science. So yeah, I think there's just a lot of potential, which is great.
And I think too, I think I find I just feel more comfortable once I get to know the care providers in my community, like I said, the doctors, the midwives, the surgeons, to bring it up to them. And I think sometimes we can't expect, I think of a GP and how much they need to keep up to date on, it's absolutely impossible. So I think sometimes, you know, for us to just take that extra time, my GP is actually a perinatal physician in town. So every once in a while, just like a quick sentence at my appointment, did you know this is going on? But I think sometimes we have to, yeah, as care providers, we have to do our share too. I find, let's say I send a note to, this is a kind of a tip for other new physios listening. I quite often send a note to the doctor, even if they didn't refer me to someone. If I think, oh, this is a good opportunity to let this doctor know about compression, then I'll send a note back saying, these are the things I saw your patient for, and these are some things I suggested, just as a way to kind of, oh, thinking about, oh, she recommended compression. That's maybe a good idea that I hadn't thought about, you know? So I find that's another thing I'm trying to do to help educate. Yeah. Because I don't know if they're going to listen to this podcast episode, right?
And I would just add on to there, even in, so Sinead nicely talked about how they've done work with the insurance companies, and obviously things are at a different state of development and enactment in Australia. But what I will say, because, you know, the SRC products are a very big part of my practice and my team's practice, we find that at least a third of our clients here in Canada get them covered under their benefits.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, because a lot of the plans here will cover even up to six pairs of like compression stockings. So the concept of compression, medical grade compression, and these garments are medical grade. So SRC, I mean, I have my little referral pads that, you know, I got from Raylene, but even on their website, there's almost like a referral PDF that can be used. So I find that they can either go under the basket of compression stockings in Ontario anyway, or there's some people who have like a flex pregnancy postnatal kind of fund. They have a flex fund, and some people are getting them covered under that too. So again, even in the Canadian context, like those of us who are using these, we are seeing that some people can get it covered, which is great.
That's fantastic.
So is there anything else? I feel like we've kind of covered the topic and, you know, introduced it, shared a little bit about what the research is saying, you know, thought of some different ideas of how to increase exposure here in North America and specifically Canada. Is there anything that I haven't asked you guys or that you feel we haven't talked about that would be important for this episode?
Can I jump in here?
Please.
I think get the word out there about compression and the benefits of compression. And this, you know, follows on from what Canadian Sinead was saying. Going back to grassroots and actually educating the people that are now being trained, the new physical therapists. So getting to the either the private or the universities where these people go to get their degree in physical therapy, and having it as part of the curriculum and the benefits of compression, because they learn obviously about, you know, they do their Bachelor of Science and then they stream off into physical therapy. It being part of their course as a form of accepted non-invasive treatment for pelvic girdle pain, low back pain, recovery from surgery, et cetera, et cetera. We are doing work with APTA and we're going to be part of all their courses going forward from January, and another private group called Herman and Wallace. So obviously they educate a large number of people around the States every year. So they will be talking more to compression, and potentially we could work together to try and replicate that in Canada. And I know Raylene would very much like to do that.
It's a good idea. I'll keep my thoughts open as to how to do that. Yeah. Well, on that note, thank you both so much. I think I always say I appreciate this podcast, not only for my own learning, but just to help kind of synthesize some of the information, get people thinking, because I know there's lots of different people listening to this, whether you be someone that is thinking about compression for yourself or someone that thinks about recommending it. We'll definitely share some different links related to obviously SRC, but then also some of that research that's been done. And I'll make sure to share a code like Sinead mentioned to, you know, provide people with a discount for the products. But yeah, I thank you both so much for your time and everything that you're doing on the topic and so many other things, and obviously just for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you. It was fantastic to finally meet you. And, you know, I really do love our ongoing relationship, Sinead. It's been fantastic. I can't even remember how long it is now.
Yeah, I know. It's been since COVID when I first reached out to you. And it's always so nice to see you, Sinead. And Mel, thanks again. You know, you've had me on your podcast a couple times. I love what you do. I think it does so much good. So thank you. Thank you both.
And that's a wrap. If you enjoyed the show, can I ask you a big favor? Would you do one of three things for me? Number one, leave a review, because we could all use a little positive feedback sometimes. Number two, download the episodes, because it helps me see what people are interested in. Or number three, share it with somebody else, because sharing is caring. Catch you next time.